Hey, it's your hosts, Quincy
and Dustin,
and welcome to Let's Talk About Murder. In February 14th, 2018, a boy walked into a school with an AR-15 and a wanting to kill. This boy was named Nicholas Cruz. He was angry and ready for revenge. Who is Nick, and what's his backstory? Nick, now 21 years old, was born in Margate, Florida. His parents had just died earlier that November, and then he went to live with his friends. Nick was just expelled from school the year before for fighting his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. It was said that he was abusive to his ex and would smack, kick, and punch her. His friends from sixth grade, one unnamed, said Nick would introduce himself as school shooter. This classmate also said that Nick was very, very strange. Another student, Brody Speno, said that something was not right about him. He was off. It was said that if anyone was going to be a school shooter, it would be him.
The second key point is the staff killed. The staff killed were Chris Hickson, Scott Beagle, and Aaron Feiss. The students killed were Alyssa Alhadeff, Martin DeCue, Nicholas DeWar, James Guttenberg, Luke Hoyer, Kara Lauran, Gina Montalto, Joe Quinn Oliver, Elena Petty, Meadow Polak, Helena Ramsey, Alan Schachter, Carmen Shentrup, and Peter Wang.
After the school shooting, Nick walked in the group of students leaving the school and acted like he did not just commit the biggest school shooting in history. He later turned himself in and confessed for shooting up the school. His brother came to see if it was him, and he claimed the demon made him do it, and he had to do it to get rid of the demon and free the students' souls. His brother was then arrested for scanning past the school the following week and trespassing. His bond was set at $25, but the police held him and upped his bond to $500, and then he was sent into a psych ward for 10 days and tested to see if he was like Nick.
The third key point is, what can we do to prevent another school shooting? Well, if you see something, you need to say something. Anything unnormal or any red flags you see, report it. Say hello to people that you do not usually talk to. Check in on your friends. And most importantly, be nice and accepting. You never know when someone is having a bad day. It could be one thing that stops someone from hurting themselves or many others. If you are feeling depressed or having thoughts that are not usually, then you should talk to your parents, friends, teachers, or someone you can trust to help you. You can always call the suicide hotline at 1-800-273-8255.
In conclusion, being depressed or hurt so deeply can impact you. Seeing something and saying something could stop somebody from doing something that can impact many people's lives in a negative way. It could save people from hurt and grief and pain, and you could be the next hero. That is Quincy
and Dustin
with Let's Talk About Murder.